Perek Gimel Mishnah Bet continues with the same concepts as Mishnah Aleph, specifically discussing the scope of the laws relating to planting many species within a small patch. So the Mishnah starts, Kol min zra'im ein zorim baruga. The kol min yirakot zorim baruga. So the Mishnah explains that no type of zra'im can be planted in a patch, but all types of these greens can be planted in the vegetable patch. So the halacha permitting the different species to be planted within a small 6x6 patch really only applies to greens because they're normally planted in small, you know, vegetable patches, right? So it was called a vegetable patch. It does not apply to the class of vegetables known as zra'im because these are usually planted in large fields, and therefore if you have a bunch of different zra'im in a small patch, it's going to look like kilaim, even if it's not, you know, even if it's not doraisa kilaim, it's going to look like kilaim. As we've seen repeatedly now, there's a real concern on behalf of the rabbis about that perception. Our Mishnah clarifies a couple examples of Zra'im, and here we go. Chardal va'afunim hashufim min Zra'im. So the Mishnah wants to let us know that mustard and smooth beans are fall under the category of types of Zra'im. Afunim hagmalunim min yarak. And large beans are a type of green yarak. Moving on to a slightly different subject, this Mishnah is sort of skipping around. It discusses the gvul, which we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah. It says, gvul shahaya gavoa tefach benismaet kasher. So a border that had been at least a tefach high, but was somehow reduced, is kasher. It's acceptable. Shahaya kasher mitchilaso, because originally it had been kasher. So in other words, even though now it's too low, it was originally kasher, and therefore it stays kasher vis-a-vis the garden patch and being able to plant multiple species in it. Although the Rosh does let us know that one cannot plant new plants in this garden patch once the border has been lowered. So again, if you had a gvul that was appropriate and everything was set up right, then even if the gvul finally, you know, is reduced or falls down or erodes or whatever, you're still okay, but you can't continue to plant new things in that garden patch until the gvul is built up again. The Mishnah continues with the idea of sort of different types of separation. Hatelem, a furrow, va'amat hamayim, or a water channel. Shehem amukim tefach, if they are at least a tefach deep, okay, they go down a tefach. Zorim l'tochan, shlosha zeronin. Echad mikan, ve'echad mikan, ve'echad be'emsa. So if you have a furrow or a water channel, you know, picture like a little valley, then the mission tells us you can actually plant three species there. One on one side, one on the other side, and one in the middle. So picture basically, if you picture like a V, then you can have one plant on one side of the V, one plant on the other side of the V, and one plant at the bottom of the V. There's a little bit of a debate about what we learned from the last part of Mishnah Bet. According to the Rosh, the idea is that even though this sort of channel or a little mini ditch does not actually serve as a deep enough, you know, to indicate that there are separators between the species, rather that you can, the reason why the Mishnah talks about this is because it wants you to know that even if, you know, again, picture the V, if you were to plant plants on one side and on the other side, one in the middle, you might think that the plants on either side, their leaves would overshadow or intermingle with the plants planted in the bottom of the V, and therefore we'd be concerned that somehow this would be perceived as key lime, right? Again, the concern of, you know, you don't want the plants intertwining even if they've been planted separately. So you might think that that's the issue. So according to the Rosh, the reason why the Mishnah lets us know this is so that we understand that, in fact, you can do that. You can plant, you know, with a plant on either side and one in the furrow. The Rambam, however, understands it more simply, that it's just a separation between the species planted on the floor of the depression and those planted on the surface of the edge. And that, you know, then again, like literally that base of the V or the V itself or the furrow, depending on how you like to picture it, actually creates a separation or enough of a separation just the same way as the gvul is that wall, that's why you're allowed to plant those three species, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Gimel, continues to discuss the idea of Yarak, but it goes on to a different subject now. Hayarosh Tor Yarak nichnas l'toch sadeh yarak acher, mutar mipnei shehu nireh kesof sadehu. So our Mishnah explains that if you have a Rosh Tor of greens, we discussed the idea of Rosh Tor in the previous parak, and it enters into a field of a different types of greens, then this is mutar, this is allowed, because it appeared simply like it's the end of his field. So the first part of the Mishnah just lets us know that the idea of Rosh Tor, which we first saw in Perek Bet, Mishnah Zion, which there was directly discussing grains, is also equally applicable here with greens. Paralleling to a certain degree the Mishnah relating to grains in the previous Perek, our Mishnah continues, Haisa Sedehu Zarua Yarak, so you had your field planted with whatever type of greens, Vehu Mevakesh Lita Betocha Shura Shel Yarak Acher, and you want to plant a row of different types of greens in that same area, in that same field, because you have a field of greens and you now want to plant a different row, a row of different types of greens in that same field. Rabbi Shmuel says, Ad Sheheye Hatelem Mufulash Merosh Hasadeh Va'ad Rosho. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the furrow has to traverse the entire length of the field. Basically divvying up your field into two almost. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Orech Shishat Fachim V'rochav Milo. Rabbi Akiva says it needs to be a length of six hand breaths, right? Six tfachim, and a width equal to its fullness. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rochav kimlo rochav haparsa. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it needs to be a width, the full width of a foot, which is, interesting language. So we'll go back now and try and understand what's going on. So it seems in our Mishnah that everybody agrees that if you have one, a field planted with one type of green, that you are allowed to plant a row of another type of green in that field. The question is exactly what you need to do to make it mutar. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, as we said, he wants to split the field right down the middle with this extra furrow. And by doing so, it's going to make it clear that, you have, your own species of green in a field of other greens. Otherwise, it's going to look like you simply planted some greens. Rabbi Shmuel is going to be afraid that it's going to look like you just planted some greens right in the middle of a field, and it would just be integral with the larger field itself, and then you would have a case of growing two different types of greens in the same field. So his solution is to basically divvy up the fields by setting a furrow right down the middle. Rabbi Akiva seems to disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, not over the width of the furrow. Okay, again, the idea of the shisha tfachim, it seems like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that you need six tfachim on either side. So again, if you picture, a road, then you would have the road would be the random, the new species. Then you'd have sort of a sidewalk on either side, which would be the spaces. And then you'd have, on either side you have your original species. So you would have greens of one type on either side and greens of a different type right down the middle of this road. So both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that you need six tfachim to accomplish this, but Rabbi Akiva does not feel like you need to split the field right down the middle. Rabbi Akiva really feels that as long as you have six tfachim going all around species B, right, the second greens, then you're fine. So, he sort of feels like, look, as long as you cleared off the sixth fachim all around, it creates its own sort of special unit, and there's not going to be any confusion about planting the, key lime. So again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to split it right down the middle. That's the only way you can do it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, as long as you leave sixth fachim all around this new type of greens, right, on both sides and on the top, then you're okay because you've cleared enough space around it that nobody's going to think that you are planting key lime. Rabbi Yehuda uses a lashon of a foot. He basically believes that there needs to be that there's enough space between the greens for one to place one's foot, which is approximately the amount of a tefach. So he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that you need six tefachim surrounding the new type of green. Rabbi Akiva thinks it's enough to have it surrounding the new type of green. Rabbi Shmuel feels like it needs to go all the way along the length of the field. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and basically disagrees and says, no, you need much less than that. You only need a tefach around this new type of green for the, for it to be acceptable. Remember again with this Mishnah, and I think it's just something we always want to keep in mind when we're learning Kilayim, is that everybody's mode that as long as you're planting two different types of greens separately in their own enclosed space, and Doraisa, there's no question about, biblically, there's no question that you're not over the Issur of Kilayim. So with these arguments between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, is really about what do you need to do to keep it to look like you're planting Kilayim, and that's why you can have such a varied viewpoint on how much you need. One tefach, six tefachim, there's a big difference. So again, everybody's mode that biblically, you are not going to be over the Isra of Kilayim. So the question is, what do you need to avoid looking like you're planting Kilayim? And that again, like I said, explains why you're going to have such a wide range or such a diverse range of opinions regarding this issue.